And some classic rugby league action as the footy finals makes its way across our great nation this weekend. And our producer Rob's jumped out of the caboose. And, mate, footy finals, I think it's a time where people like yourself come alive.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, footy finals, love it. Four games last week, two games separated by 2 points, one going to extra time, and the other one with 5 minutes left, scores were levelled. I love this time of year, the best games of the year.
Well, we have two big games this weekend. The Broncos have got the Panthers. Who do we like here?
Yeah, so Penrith got rid of Manly last week
in
somewhat controversial circumstances. And Brisbane, they could have been the Roosters, but a great try right at the end sunk Brisbane. So coming up, Suncorp Stadium tomorrow night should be a fantastic game that I really don't know who to back in this one, because a lot of it will depend on whether the Broncos captain Darius Boyd comes back into the side. Now, he's currently out with a hamstring injury, which potentially could come back in. But if he tears it, that's him gone for the season. Whereas Penrith, they've got full of the confidence and they've got some great young players coming through. I think my heart says Penrith. My head isn't quite sure, but so I'm going to stick with the heart and say the Penrith to get the win.
And most people don't like the Broncos anyway, so
I think I would make a case that I actually dislike Brisbane more than people dislike Manly.
They're the two teams, by the way.
Yeah.
They're in that shot. Look, the other big game this weekend, Parramatta have got the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, Parramatta, they pushed Melbourne right to the edge and a few little things cost them in the end. But the Cowboys, I gave them no chance last week and they were absolutely sensational with so many injuries to beat Cronulla reigning champions. Now, a lot's been made in the backlog of it all that around refereeing decisions, but I think you just have to give so much credit to this Cowboys team for the way they were able to fight right to the death and even beyond after the 80 minutes to get the win in extra time. And I think it's because of that that I like Parramatta in this one, because the impact of having to play that extra 10 minutes will really hurt the Cowboys right at the end. So I think Parramatta to set up a preliminary final date with the Roosters.
Mentioned referees there. There was a lot of hullabaloo after some of our games last weekend. I mean, is it really fair that the poor referee who's just one man with one set of eyes cops all the abuse all the time when things don't go right?
Absolutely not. And it's the instance where Manly's Trent Barrett and Cronulla's Shane Flanagan, I think they're being really petulant about this situation, that they're looking to blame anyone other than their teams. Because, especially with the Cronulla situation, the referees didn't miss 37 tackles. The referees didn't concede 11 penalties. So it's all well and good to just get a scapegoat, but I think it's all about having personal accountability for the situation, and that if the Sharks and Manly can't accept that if they were good enough, they would have found a way to overcome those difficulties, that those setbacks that went against them, and if they were good enough, they would have found a way to win.
Well, we will whittle our six teams down to four after this weekend. So then it'll be on to the last three games of the season.
Absolutely.
After that. Absolutely. All righty, thanks, mate. 17 to midday and a couple of great games of footy action. If you love your NRL, it really is your time of year.